It's just gone 6:05 right here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb, and that means it's time for a wrap of the day's markets activity with Simon Brown, founder of Just One Lap.
Evening, Pranisha.
Good evening, Simon. Now, another day, another record high for the market. What on earth's going on?
I'm long. You know, everyone out there who has an investment is happy because you're richer today than you were yesterday or the day before, frankly, any of the last 6 days. So that's lovely. I also have some trading positions in the market. So we've pretty much, since close on Thursday of last week, we've added over 2,000 points at 4% in 6 trading days. Couple of things going on. We've seen the rand weaken markedly. Mm-hmm. The rand was 12.80 just a month ago. Now it's sort of 13.70 and change. Mm-hmm. And that's not so much a South African rand story as it is a US dollar strength story. Mm-hmm. So we've seen it across emerging market currencies, even the dollar versus the euro, that's been moving stronger. So that's helped. Resources have been moving. They're not the big player they used to be, but they're still important in our market. So that certainly added a kicker to it. And it's also, I mean, I've been talking this all year where our market has pretty much gone sideways for about 3 years, 3.5 years now, within a range of about maybe 15% or so. And from a sideways market, when they break up.
Okay.
Now, the question is when. I mean, and you know, I said I hoped it was 2017, but, you know, there's no rule as to how long before it does. And I think we're starting to get that. And the reason's quite simple, that if we've gone sideways for 3.5 years, earnings have increased in that time.
Okay.
Now, not massively, and maybe in that 3.5 years, earnings have increased 30% in total, not annualized, a 30% increase, which is frankly modest and you know, translates to maybe 8% a year compounded. But what it means is that valuations are therefore 30% cheaper.
Okay. Now,
so what we have in essence, we call it a correction in time rather than a correction in price. That's not true across the board. Obviously, we have seen some of the mining stocks do incredibly well. We've seen NASPAS, Richemont to a degree. And then there's the flip side. You know, we've got the retailers. ShopRite's done well. Woolies done incredibly poorly. But that, in a sense, is some of that driver in terms of the valuations. And then the usual, which is markets are forward looking. So our market, we're looking into last quarter of 2018. Mm-hmm. And I think the market is saying, you know, interest rates will be lower. That gives for consumer confidence. The recession is officially behind us. We will have GDP growth. Not much, but
it will be there.
1.5% is better than zero. It's not enough, but you know, we'll probably have a new president or at least a new leader of the ANC. So if we look into last quarter of 2018, there's some things that, you know, optimistic or positive is a big word, but certainly better than what we were thinking about a year ago, perhaps. The big scary out there is potential downgrades come December.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what impact they might already, to a degree, be priced in. So short answer, markets are looking good. There's every chance that by the time people have finished listening to me, they've reversed, they're closed. But, you know, but my sense is that I've been expecting a run higher, top 40, you know, through the 50,000 now, trading around 51,000 in the next couple of years to get to, you know, 60,000, 65,000.
Okay, wow. Yeah. But then 6 days in a row now, Simon. I mean,
so six is
it's a bit much.
No, it is a bit much. Yeah. The record in the top 40 for data that I have, which goes back about 15 years, is 9 days. We have done it 3 times.
Okay.
But we have to understand when we've done it. We did it in 2007, which was a rampaging bull market. We did it in 2006, twice. In this sort of market where I can talk the story, but it's still a fragile market. 6 green days is a lot of green days. And even if we just say, well, forget the number of days, what's the move? 4% is a lot in 6 trading days. Mm-hmm. So, you know, at some point, it's going to come back. Mm-hmm. I'm never brave enough to say it'll be Monday or Tuesday, but it you know, this time next week, we're probably, you know, this time next week, if we've had 11 green days, I'm dancing in the treetops. Highly unlikely. But you know, markets do some crazy things. And we're also driven. I mean, the last one's just, you know, US markets, which have just been powering ahead and are setting records in terms of lack of volatility and lack of correction and et cetera, et cetera. You know, equities, mm-hmm. not even equities. I think it's the Trumpflation. One of the magazines this week out of the US, and I forget which one, says a bull market in everything. And they're almost right. It's hard to find something that mm-hmm. isn't in a strong upward market at this point in time.
Well, that's quite impressive, actually. Also, something that seemed quite astronomical, or seemingly astronomical, increases in share prices, the likes of Lonmin and even Group 5 today, Simon. But that's coming, of course, coming after a ton of bad news from those companies as well.
And Lonmin did have an announcement out today, which was positive if in isolation, but can't be in isolation. Lonmin's mm. problem is that, you know, they produce platinum at over 20,000 and they receive at current levels about 13,000 an ounce. And those two numbers, I don't see how they can meet in the middle, mm-hmm. which is what they need to do. But again, what's happening is it's money. Money needs a home. You know, uh-huh. money hates sitting in a bank account unless a bank account pays, you know, a really, really good interest rate. And globally, interest rates, even with the increases we've seen in the U.S., even in South Africa, although we're now probably in a loosening cycle with the tightening we saw, globally, money is incredibly cheap. Interest mm-hmm. rates are at you know, generational, 2, 3, 4 generation lows. And what that means is, so the market looks around and sees everything up and, oh, okay, Lonmin, mm-hmm. Lonmin, let's go. But I had someone tweet me today to say, you know what, they've been buying Lonmin the whole way down and finally it's up and they've taken,
up 17% today, yeah.
And he's like, I'm in a small profit, I'm going to take my money and run. Because, you know, at the end of the day, the fundamentals matter. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Lonmin and Group 5, and those are two companies with really horrid fundamentals. Mm-hmm. So in the short term, sure, things can happen. Then we can have some jumps here and there. But ultimately, you've got to say, you know, are they going to be making profit? Mm-hmm. Are they going to be able to pay debt? You know, the short answer is are they going to be able to be a growing, surviving company, you know, in a year, 2 or 3's time? And for both Lonmin and Group mm-hmm. 5 and the platinum sector broadly and construction specifically, the answer is it is exceedingly tough out there. I mean, the mm-hmm. story from Avenge, these are not spaces you really want to be in. This is more speculative than sort of long-term investing.
Okay, I see. We also had a very unexpected Sens announcement today with Kevin Hedewick resigning from Long for Life, and that's his COO and executive director.
So it is weird. So Long for Life is Brian Joffe's sort of retirement project, I suppose. They raised a couple of billion rand. Kevin Hedewick came on in May, which Long for Life wants to be a lifestyle business. They want to be a nice cash generative, hence businesses like Hold Sport, which generates a large amount of cash, which they can then deploy elsewhere, mm-hmm. of course. And Kevin Hedewick, in many ways, obviously, you know, ex-COO and CEO, or ultimately of famous brands, hugely successful business. It made a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So the Sense announcement said he's left for personal reasons. Not much detail. Maybe some people are speculating a clash between him and mm-hmm. Joffe. Not impossible, but you got to think they would have liked try to work that out mm-hmm. beforehand.
There was a MoneyWeb journalist, Ray Matlaka, who actually had a story go up just after 5 this afternoon with Kevin Hedewick telling him that there was nothing sinister in his decision to leave and that he and Joffe remain friends.
And you know what? If Kevin Hedewick says it, I believe him. I don't believe everyone, but Kevin Hedewick is one of those people. I don't know him personally, but I've known him professionally for a decade or more. Mm-hmm. I know he has had it was a back or a knee issue he had a while ago, and maybe that we don't know. Mm-hmm. And I hate these Sense announcements that leave us tantalizing with no information. Yeah. In truth, I suppose it's none of our business, really. But it's not good for Long Fluff. The share price mm-hmm. came back on it, which frankly is good news for the investors like me who didn't want to pay 6.50 rand. Because in essence, Long for Life is 5 rand cash. They're going to do the deal with Hold Sport, which will delete some of the cash, but mm-hmm. mostly it's going to be equity. They bought the salon,
Sorbet,
but that was only 100-odd million. They've got a lot. So you really want to buy the share at around the cash value of around mm-hmm. 5.50 rand. You don't want to pay 6.50 rand for it. Mm-hmm. So now that it's coming back into that zone, I have to go and sharpen my pencil and, you know, because now maybe I said at the time, I refuse to pay 6.50, I want to pay 5.50. Well, now we're at 5.50, time to go and see if I'm good to my word.
A time for you to go and sharpen your pencil, and that's actually all the time we have for For the market update today, Simon Brand, founder of Just One Lap, thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure.